Ramble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of You Can Sit With Us. We are coming to you live from the Try Guys studio. All four of our significant others are in the office today.
Woo-woo.
And they're making it very difficult for us to film because they all need something.
Always.
They all need something. Anywho, so with that in mind, we are going to start this episode. My name is Ariel. Great to meet you. I'm one of your hosts, and I am joined by Becky.
Hi.
Maggie.
Hello.
And Matt.
Hola.
And today we are talking about the concept of home. We all, I guess, recently bought homes, and we've been thinking a lot about homes and making your homes nice. And so our podcast pixie, Miles over there, and Rainy, who have put together some questions for us. And I think we're going to start with our childhood homes today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So where, I think everybody knows where we grew up, right? We've talked about it before. Mm-hmm. But why don't we give them a little refresher? Matt?
So I was born in upstate New York. Outside of Binghamton, New York. But then when I was like 6 or 7 months old, we moved to outside of Atlanta, Georgia. So I actually grew up like my adolescent years in Georgia until high school. And then we moved back to upstate New York. So we kind of moved around a lot.
Okay.
During my childhood, you know? I do. I think the one we spent kind of the longest in Georgia when I was in kind of elementary school, starting to get into middle school, we had a little horse farm. We had 3 horses and like 10 acres and stuff. So it was
Did you have to water them?
Had to water them, feed them, exercise them.
Brush them.
Love them. Clean up all the poop, all the stuff, you know?
Yeah. 3 horses, yeah. Lots of poops.
Yeah, but we, you know, we moved around a couple times kind of in each state. So it's hard to really pinpoint that feeling of which house was the home because there are so many different ones.
I had a similar experience.
Yeah.
Moving around a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Born in Long Beach, California. Mm. And then we moved to Houston when I was about 6. And then we moved to London when I was about 15.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But when I, and then met Ned in Chicago, and then back to LA, full circle.
LA was the circle sunshine was calling you back.
It really was. It really, really was. But when I think of my, like my family home, it's Houston. Mm. Isn't that funny? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not where we went, where I went to high school. It was where I like spent those formative childhood years, you know, like middle school, elementary school.
The same with me. Yeah.
Exactly. That's where I met all of my like friends that I have had for my entire life. You know, like those friends that you keep forever.
Carol. Those,
yeah. Carol.
Carol. We all know about Carol. Shout out to Carol.
Love you, Carol.
Love you, Carol.
How about you, Becky? Because I know that you...
You know, I had a very similar experience of moving around all the time. Just kidding. I never moved. Well, technically, we did move. So when I was born in the outskirts of Chicago, Illinois...
South suburbs.
My parents actually lived in an apartment. So I was in an apartment until I was like 2-ish. Apartment 8, shout out. Woo-woo. So I don't have any memories of apartment 8, but I know it existed. And like when I see pictures, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, there's that apartment. And like my parents' stories of us being babies were all like running us around the hallways and like the neighbors and things like that. And of course, like anytime I lived in an apartment where there was a child and I was annoyed with something, my parents would be like, well, we were those people once, so be nice. They're having a hard time.
they can't keep their child in their tiny apartment.
Yeah. So then, yeah. So when I was two, we moved to a house, and then that's the house my parents still live in. Wow. But it's had some, you know, they've renovated it since, but.
Do you still have a room and a bed in your house?
Okay, yeah. So
is it still decorated the same as when you were a child?
Unfortunately, no. Unfortunately, no. My parents love me more than my brother, so I still have a bed, and his room is the gym.
Nice.
So I still have a bed. But nothing else is mine. But they try, every time we go back, they try and give me something new to take with me. And I'm like, I don't think I need the memories of me. You need the memories of me. I'm not here. I'm with myself all the time.
I don't need to read my journals from elementary school.
Yeah, well, where does the Barbie collection live then?
So the Barbie collection lives in, it's half in my room, and then the other half is in my brother's room.
Oh, it's a big collection.
The gym. Yeah. So there's about 30 some odd Barbies in there. Wow. They were partying.
Hot damn.
Lots of memories.
That translates into cashola.
I think I need more time. I looked up a couple of them.
Wait 100 more years.
I'm not retiring on those Barbies yet. But yeah, my parents still live in my childhood home. So yeah, I have lots of memories of being there. And then when I was 18, went to college, did summer school. So I didn't really come home except for like one summer. And then moved to Chicago. Lived in an apartment right after. I think I stayed home for like maybe a month or two after graduation. But I think it's hard. I mean, like once you leave your parents' house, you're like, I cannot live here anymore.
This is freedom.
Too much. We live different lives.
So true.
But I do always like going home because my mom cooks for me. She'll switch my laundry for me. I will say after college,
it's like a B&B.
I would bring my it's like an Airbnb. I would bring my laundry home, and my mom would do my laundry.
How about you, Maggie?
I have a similar experience to Becky as well. So I grew up in, I was like 4 miles from Disneyland, so Anaheim. And my parents actually live in the same childhood home that I was born in. I think that they moved once. My older sister is 3 years older than me, and I think they moved like down the street once. And then I've just been in the same house ever since.
Wow.
My current childhood bedroom turned into my older sister, who still lives at home's home office last year. Yeah. And I think it's half, I think they have a couple like gym equipment / storage. And then my youngest sister's bedroom is still completely intact. So we know
she is
who's
the one they love the most.
She's the favorite. Yeah. So yeah. And I have like a lot of memories there too. And I think my first year of college, I went to college in LA, so I was only about like an hour and 15 with traffic from college, and I went home almost every single weekend.
What a dedicated daughter.
Yeah, I was like super, super close to my family, and I just always wanted to be home. I also lived in a single dorm because they ran out of doubles and triples by the time I had enrolled in dorm.
You had to live alone?
I had to live alone. There was nothing, no other option.
She was too lonely. She had to go home.
The dream.
Yeah.
But imagine being a freshman in college and not knowing anybody and living by yourself.
It was rough.
Yeah.
I had to share a bathroom, so I like had some contact with someone. Like we lived, they were like tiny studio.
When you're brushing your teeth or pooping?
Yeah, exactly. Right. So yeah, like, hey, what's up, girl? We're all pooping. But yeah, it was good though, because it was like the first year of college was like super like curriculum focused, and it was when I had to test into nursing school, so like it was kind of nice to have like no distractions. But I also missed my family a ton, and I like always just went back at every opportunity that I did. And then eventually when I stopped going home as much, my mom and dad were like, hey, why aren't you coming? So I had to wean them off too.
Oh, yeah. I can't get this vision of Maggie out of my head, of like Maggie in the bathroom. You know, there's like three stalls or something, and she sees other people walk in, and she opens the door while she's sitting on the toilet. She's like, "Hi, I'm Maggie.
What's going on? Hi, want to get coffee?"
Yeah. No, it was literally like a tiny bathroom the size of a closet with a shower and a toilet and a sink. And that was, and you shared it with another person. So like I could hear the other person kind of listening to music. It was very dungeon-like.
Wow.
Very dungeon-like. Yeah.
Mine was polar opposite. It was a bunch of stalls, like in a gym, and a bunch of single-stalled showers.
That's how I think the setup was at like the doubles and triple dorm room. Like I had a very bizarre college experience, guys. Like, very bizarre.
Here so I am. Do you still call it home? Like when you're going to visit your parents, do you say I'm going home?
It's labeled in my Google Maps as home. Wait, actually, no, it's not.
I was going to say, what about your home home?
Magali and Victor home.
Magali and Victor. Okay. Mama's home.
Because you can still have Google labels. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Versus like the saved ones at top that's like work home.
Yeah.
So
do you guys say you're going home when you go to Houston or like when you go visit your parents, or you say I'm seeing my parents?
Going to my parents?
Yeah.
I say going to Chicago.
And my parents, they move around more than I do.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. They're all over the place. I just spent the last 10 days with them, and shout out to my parents. They cooked, every single meal. Maggie was there with us.
They're the best. They're so nice.
They cooked and they like took care of the kids. Like we went skiing one day and
vacation.
I know. Yeah. It really felt like a vacation. We were teaching Wes how to ski and it was very, very fun. But yes, I mean, my parents still have a place in Texas. They actually they rented out our childhood home. That house recently went on the market and just got sold. And I was looking, my dad was showing me it was the renters who were selling it because it's complicated. And my dad was showing me the listing. It looks completely different. Completely different.
Yeah.
Almost unrecognizable. Yeah. When I was growing up, I mean, I was born in 1985. And so the cabinets were like blonde wood, you know, and the people who had been living there painted everything white. It was so white. And it was like white furniture, white cabinetry, white carpets. Whoa. Everything was white. It was like glowing. And my parents hated it. They were like, everything is white. I remember I had like navy blue carpet in my room because my parents let us pick our carpet and they took like us to
any color but white.
Yeah. They took us to, you know, wherever, like Home Depot or something. And they're like, pick whatever color you want. And I was like, oh yeah, I choose dark blue.
I feel like you should have chosen like bubblegum pink or something like.
I wasn't really a pink girl.
You know, something crazy. Yeah. Like navy is pretty.
Tie-dye.
I know.
It's just a classic.
Especially
color.
For a little kid. You know?
Well, I wanted something dark that matched dark the moodiness in my heart.
She was moody.
Dark and stormy.
I was a teenager.
There's a moody tween.
A tween, yeah.
Yeah, because when I think of home, I think more of like what I do with my parents rather than the place. So it's like more like food, drinking, you know, those type of celebrating things rather than wherever it's happening.
Yes.
Yeah, location. Totally.
Yeah, shout out to Betsy.
She is so cute.
Yeah. My parents are fun. They're party people. They party more than I do. I feel like
they
have their groups
too.
Of friends and, you know, have all these events and stuff.
I asked my parents. So we had planned that they were going to stay with us while Ned was shooting the Food Network thing, and they forgot and invited a bunch of people to go skiing with them. So they're like, they're going to be like staying with friends. And I was like, guys, we had a plan. They are crazy. Now that they're both retired, they're just like
living life.
Yeah, they're just living it up. They go to Costco and, you know, just like
life at Costco.
Up, you know? Stock up on everything.
Yeah. Party supplies. You need it when you're having all those people.
Gotta
get those big bag of chips.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something my parents have only recently started doing is drinking at all. They've started drinking a little more. Yeah. Wow. My mom jokingly said, everyone's doing it in the pandemic, so I should do it too. And I still only like them drinking is like a glass of wine. But my mom did have two one night and I was like, go Kim. Yeah.
We all gotta start somewhere.
You got this. Yeah. I remember the first time I went like with a friend on like, I don't know if it was like Thanksgiving or some like family holiday that I was with a friend's family and everyone was drinking, like all the parents and all the aunts and uncles. And it was so weird. Mm. I was like,
I'm not used to this.
You guys have alcohol at your parties? There's alcohol? This is crazy. This is crazy. Your parents drink?
Oh, man.
My parents weren't like big drinkers either. We were a big Martinelli's family.
Wow.
Sparkle, yeah. Sparkle. I don't know why. Both of them just like weren't super into, like my dad will have like a glass of red wine, sometimes a bottle to himself when he's like having dinner. Or we have like a nice dinner together, but it wasn't something super common that I saw growing up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We had like this really weird, not weird. We had this very large, kind of like a liquor cabinet. All my friends joked that it looked like Narnia, though. It was a piece that my mom, I think, got from South America somewhere. But they had like all these weird liqueurs and stuff, and we wouldn't, yeah.
And nobody drank
it. No
there.
One drank it. I'm
still
sure
there to this day.
Yeah. I like to make my mom cocktails sometimes. Like she'll like have one of those, but like she doesn't actively like seek out drinking a ton. She's like, she always likes to tell me, I think this is like her way of tricking me, but she's like liver failure is super ugly, Maggie. Like, I don't think we handle it. Our family doesn't handle alcohol well. So just be aware.
I'm like, okay.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
Thanks,
like, Mom. Good to know.
Are you guys game people? Like, do you do like family games?
I feel like Zach's side of the family is super game oriented. So we play a lot of games with them. My parents are more of like sit and chat and we can talk for like hours.
Oh, yeah. That's so nice.
And eat. Yes.
Yeah. We all eat around a big table.
Yeah.
And just, I think that we didn't really do that when I was a kid. Like all eat around. Our schedules were all over the place. Danielle and I would have rowing practice and, you know, so like dinners would sort of be like on the go.
Right. Yeah.
But now as adults, I treasure that moments sitting around and, yeah. and eating and, you know, and now even with the babies, like that's something that we do with our kids too, where we just love having them sitting at the table with us because Finn's such a hoot right now. You ask him like, where's your nose? Mm-hmm. And he goes, ha-ha. He knows exactly where it is. It's
nailed
very cute.
It.
It's very cute.
Discovering
it's very
life.
Cute.
Yeah. Do you guys have big extended families? Like, was, like, big family parties a thing at your house, or was it more,
like, holidays.
Like insular family?
Mm. Almost never for me.
Yeah.
My dad has a sister and my mom has a brother, but we didn't see them very much.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah, my mom's one of three sisters, and each of them have kids. So when we did get together, it was, like, a big family hoopla.
Lots of kids.
And are they in New York?
They were all in upstate New York. Yeah.
My dad has one brother, but he moved around a bit. And then my mom is one of four. So she had three brothers, but they live all over. So like having big holiday parties, we like went to a lot of parties where I would call people my Thea and Theo, but they were like family friends. As of recently, it's a lot more nuclear family.
I have a pretty like good size extended family. And since my parents met in high school, their families knew each other. Since high school, they were all roughly the same age. Like I have one uncle who's a little older, but other than that, like everybody like either went to high school together, like stuff like that. And then really not a lot of them went to college. So they all kind of stayed home. So yeah, I had all of my like cousins and family over. I would say as we got older, you know, differences happen. You start seeing people less. But when I was little,
Grow apart.
And all of my cousins and I were all roughly the same age.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, within like a couple years of each other. And then I have some cousins who are like wildly older than me that I've like really only met like once or twice. But I was the first girl.
Oh,
so I was special.
The queen.
Yeah. And then I actually, my uncle got married when I was like 11. And that's when I got my cousin Dana. And she had said that my papa was her papa. Ooh. And I didn't really like, I was kind of mean. And so I punched her.
Territorial. Her. So territorial.
I was like very like, I was like, no.
He is mine.
That's He's my mine. Papa. And I am the only girl in this family. So watch yourself.
Ouch.
Yeah. Mm. Now she could beat the shit out of me. Absolutely.
Becky from the South.
She's much stronger than me now.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't try it again. When I was 11. Oh, yeah. Oh,
for my papa?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we always had cousins and family and stuff like that around at parties. And then my parents both have very, well, I guess my mom more than my dad has very close friends, lady friends from work. Because my mom, both my parents worked at their jobs pretty much their whole, that was their only job. Like they didn't switch jobs, maybe like moved around in the company, but didn't switch jobs. So all of my mom's like teacher friends were at my wedding.
Oh.
And my aunt is my, well, I call her my aunt, but she's my mom's best friend. She's my godmother.
I love that.
Yeah, and she went to college with my mom.
You guys can disagree, but I kind of feel like you guys are extended family, you know, like
100%.
Like the boys are growing up having you guys around more than like my extended family and your children are going to be like cousins, you know, they already call you uncles and aunties, you know, like, do you think that, is that just us or is sort of life moving in that direction? Is like,
I grew up with that, but I think more people are doing it now. Yeah. Like I have some friends that are like, oh, you're not Auntie Becky.
Oh yeah.
I mean, not like a lot of them, but like.
Okay, Aunt Becky.
Yeah. They're like, well, you're not an aunt. And it's like, oh, okay. No problem. I don't mind. It's cool. It's cool. Becky. It's fine. It's fine. But yeah, I would say most of my friends who have kids.
Auntie
and uncle.
I feel like especially because a lot of times you don't live near your
family. Yeah. Right? And I feel like auntie and uncle, like, kind of
even
like
with my dog,
Maggie,
like, I'm like, Becky or Bowie, go say hi to Auntie Becky.
Right. But it's you know, it's not, it's more of like a term of affection rather than a like a specification.
You
know,
my
like
family?
This is your aunt. She is my sister.
Yeah.
You know? It's more like this is somebody who's important to us in our family.
Yeah. I think it teaches kids nice things about like, you know, I think we all have friends that we consider family too, that we've had for a long time, that like blood is not the only thing that makes you a family, you know, like it's way beyond.
Emotional.
I've never had sisters till you guys.
Oh, that's true. You only have a brother.
I only had a brother. You are my girlfriend.
No.
Except for you, Matt.
Yeah, watch out.
You're a mean older brother.
Peggy's about to bring that 11-year-old punch.
All right.
Bring it back.
Probably.
Betsy's actually my best friend. Funny story about Betsy.
Yes, go on.
She has no poker face.
Oh, Betsy is
Matt's mom. She has no poker face. She asked me what's up on FaceTime, like what's new, and it was right before I got my tattoo of my cat. Betsy's face.
It's a good story.
Literally, she was like, "What?" I was like, "I'm getting a tattoo, Betsy," and she goes, "Oh, of what?" And I was like, "My cat. It's gonna be my cat on my arm," and she just goes,
Betsy can tell no lies.
She will always be a mom.
Yeah,
she was
just a very mom. Like,
always letting how she's feeling.
Yeah. Yeah,
she's not shy in that way. Though I don't think any of our moms are shy in that way.
No.
No.
I don't think I haven't spent much time with Maggie's mom.
Oh yeah,
we need to.
She needs to come around more. But yeah, I feel like she would. I mean, she's so like open. I feel like she would be like, yeah, get that.
Cool, cool,
but then
cool.
at the second it's me there, she's like, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
If, as long as it's someone else's yeah, kids, they're fine with it.
Yeah. I told my mom I was going to get a second piercing
and she
on
freaked
my
out?
Ears. Ooh. And I still haven't gotten it because of, I mean, she was,
she just shamed you.
She was sort of like, because I was like, yeah, I'm going to bring Danielle. And she was like, you are going to take your sister? To get a second piercing.
I love your mom.
Like, what a scandalous.
Like,
I'm like, mom, like, I have children 6 years old. It's just what people do now.
True.
I'll take you.
At 36,
I'll be your bad influence.
Thank you. Thank yeah. God.
We'll get you that piercing, that little tattoo you wanted.
You know what's worse?
Yeah, I do want
you. Dan Becky's coming over.
And I asked my sister to go with me because I thought that would be like a fun thing. And she was like, have you talked to mom about that? I was like, oh,
she knows.
Danielle wants the permission.
Danielle's scared.
Oh my like, God. Does your mom think you're going to like a, tattoo studio and you're going to get like,
maybe she
ideas?
Thinks, maybe when I said a second piercing, I wasn't specific about like a second piercing in my ear.
Oh.
And she thought I was going to get like
where
a
do
nose
you have
piercing
another first piercing?
A, no, I don't.
There you go.
Maybe she thought like, there you know, go. That my ears were my first piercing and my second piercing is something else.
Ooh.
You know?
Your mom has an imagination.
You know? It could have been, yeah. Maybe yeah. I'm getting a like a eyebrow piercing.
Maybe.
Whoa.
Who knows?
Get yeah. those cheeks, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
I want the, yeah, get a Marilyn.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ooh. Wait, Becky knows all the names.
Kill.
She's giving you some good ideas.
Yeah. I have the least amount of earrings of like my girlfriends that do any sort of body modifications. They've got like titties and belly buttons, and that was not for me.
Yeah,
that was not for me.
I have
me.
A couple
even
girlfriends
about it. It hurts.
I like, know.
Oh
yeah,
through the
girlfriends. Yeah, my pain tolerance. I talked to Becky about getting my second piercing for months. I was such like, I can do needles. I watch needles go into people all day, but for some reason, a needle entering and exiting, and it wasn't even that bad. But I was so spooked. I was like, Becky, can you come hold my man? I'm so scared.
She's like, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. I'm polar opposite. I don't like looking at a needle like to get an injection. But if you're like, do you want to get like your cartilage pierced today? I'd be like, okay. Sure. Oh, like, it's just my ear.
I have that image of like House of Wax. Is that the Paris Hilton one where they like cut the Achilles? I'm like, oh. So anything, something like cartilage. I'm like, oh. But I already want, I would like a huggy. So a I'm going to marinate on that a little bit.
Yeah,
maybe.
Think about it.
Why don't we take we can all take a field trip, get a piercing.
Ooh,
Matthew, where did you get a piercing?
I'm not a big like tattoo piercing person.
Don't lie. Your
this
whole,
is the sun.
Your whole back is tattooed. Yeah. Don't lie. You have Ben Affleck like bird.
I could see Matt with like one singular feather.
You know? Ooh, yeah.
I feel like I would do like a magnetic something because I don't think I would want it forever.
You should do magnetic. Yeah, you know?
That'd be cute.
Yeah. I would do like the fake tattoos that stay for like 2 months or something.
Yeah, know? I do
like
that too.
Like, oh yeah.
I would, they have a doodle totally option we could do on Matt.
I love that.
Doodle.
We'll just put all of our own names. Almost like,
won't be
almost
very
like a
crisp
cast.
Yeah.
We'll sign our names.
Right?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Not the crispiest lines, but you know, it'll stay for 2 months. Or like there a week.
Yeah. I feel like the only tattoo that maybe I could see you getting was like a band, some, you know, like a band around your bicep or something. Whoa. I don't know.
I don't really want
to. I can't see you with anything. You're like Keith. I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
Just two people that I'm like, no.
Eugene wants tattoos.
He does.
Yeah.
Where? Spill.
He wants to get like.
Spill the hot goss.
Something on his back to commemorate his parents and stuff.
Oh, like that's sweet.
Like, that's nice.
Like they're both
well, alive. Will men like that? I don't think she'd be.
Eugene's mom would not like that.
That's what she'd be like, you got a tattoo to commemorate me?
I was going to get a tattoo of my grandpa's name after he died. And my mom was like, you know, Papa really hated his own tattoo. I don't know if that's the best way. I mean, you can do it, but I don't think he'd like it. I was like, okay. I'll wait.
Whatever.
I'll wait for the cats. Do you guys still check with your parents? So you said you told your mom you were going to get a piercing and it has like influenced your sort of psyche of whether or not you're going to get it.
Oh, I'm getting it. Yeah, no, it's definitely happening. It's just a matter of when and who goes
with. She's now rebelling.
She's rebelling. I got you, girl. You text me, I'm ready. I can throw another one on here. Lobes, easy. They heal in like 4 weeks.
They really do.
Love it. Do you guys check other big things with your parents? Like, we are all fairly recent homeowners. Like, when you were in the process of buying a house, did you like call your parents and be like, I don't understand what this is. Help. Mm-hmm. Or like look for any input? Or were you very like, no, this is separate?
For me, I was like, I'm doing this. What advice do you have on this? Mm. So it was like less like permission and more like how to do certain items.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think anything like handyman, I'm so used to my dad in college and high school, like helping me with anything that went wrong. So like when it was just me and Zach on our own, I'd be like, Dad, what do we do? Help. Yeah, especially as like a daughter of an engineer, I'm just kind of useless. And I'll just call him anytime.
I absolutely did.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, your parents had, you know,
my parents are
you'd seen them buy houses and sell. So that was a process you were kind of used to seeing.
Absolutely used to seeing it. They love buying and selling houses. I pressured
the Girl Scout cookies.
I
love buying and selling houses.
Love buying and selling houses.
Troop 777.
We got you. My dad and I do a lot of projects together. Mm-hmm. Like
we built the deck together.
But we
all built the deck.
We both, like my dad and I, when we would have like rental houses. And when I was really young, my dad, so my great aunt passed and my dad wanted to, or like the family wanted to sell her house, mm-hmm. but she died in her house and was kind of a hoarder. And so we had to, so like my dad, since we lived in Houston and she had lived in Dallas and nobody was close, we just made weekend trips out there to renovate her house, like by ourselves. Whoa. I remember being there and helping my dad rip out like old laminate kitchen floors. But yeah. And so I think just growing up, like doing these projects with my dad, I just love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. And so whenever I see something that I look at it and I'm like, no, I could totally do that. You know, like I could totally do that. Retiling a bathroom or something.
Yeah. Oh,
I haven't done it yet, but I have tiled things, just very small things.
Ariel, Becky, what are you doing? Someone come to my house to look at my floor to switch it out?
Well, I'm not saying I would be good at it. That's actually one of the hallmarks
of the practice in the guest house and then move inside.
That's true. It's actually one of the hallmarks of the projects that my dad and I do is we often will start and do it wrong.
Oh,
and then we have to take it out.
It's a learning process.
Yeah, it's a learning process. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we always joke that like it would have cost just as much to just hire somebody.
But
we got to do it
knowledge.
Together.
Priceless. Yeah,
you
got to do
it together. Something you find fun. I think like there are certain people that love DIY. Home renovation things. They might both be sitting on the couch in front of us. And there are other people sitting on chairs who prefer to ask
for help
and be like, what do we do?
I don't like the trial and error.
I can't. Keith likes to remind me that everybody can't do everything perfect the first time, but that doesn't mean we did a bad job.
Oh, listen to Keith.
Sometimes like, okay is good enough.
What's the point of doing anything if it's not perfect? I bought all these like Indian spices and I was making this like curry the other day and I was like, this is going to be great. Or this dal, I was like, it's going to be so good. I was making two at once. Uh-huh. First one I did not like. Uh-huh. No, like, and it took a lot of time. And then I refused to eat the second one.
Oh my gosh.
I had to eat dal for like 4 days. He was like, Becky, he's like, I literally can't eat any more dal. He's like, you have to take a break. But if it's not perfect, why do it? You know?
Because it's fun.
Because you're learning.
You get to spend time with people that you love.
Because you get more perfect every time.
Yeah. Look at that. You get more perfect every time. Wow.
I feel like that was the perfect, like whenever you see the word spelled in a book, P-F-F-F-T. I feel like that was the perfect.
That's true. That was
poofed.
It's because a little extra wind. Good thing we recorded. Oh,
I love your gap.
Good thing we recorded that. You can start selling that sound.
Miles, you want to make an audio NFT of my pfft? Bro, bro, you want to make an NFT? Becky, yeah, bro, you don't have any Ethereum? What up, bro?
Oh, my God.
I hate it. Someone's talking this, about Becky. NFTs to us like this last weekend, and I was like, why is it that people just want to talk to you about it when you give them every clear indication of, one, I don't want to talk about it, and two, I literally said, I think it's so stupid, like, to this guy's face, and he kept talking about it.
It's like
it.
They want to convert you, you know? Yeah, it's like... Yeah. The Jehovah's Witness coming and wanting to, like, you know.
Get away from my doorstep. I don't want your weird monkey gifts.
They came to your, they come door to door now. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
It's a monkey gift.
There's like a monkey picture. Do you see the parasol? No, little monkey. And they're like, look at this monkey. Everyone buy this monkey. And I was like, we are living in the Matrix.
Now we all know what, now we all know what to get Becky for her birthday.
I know, I know.
I'm not going to get her for NFTs. Money, yes.
I'll take some with you. So enough on our tangents, back to home. When do you guys think that, like, you started referring to the home that you either live in or your apartment or your dorm, wherever you were, as home and not your parents? Like, your parents' name was home, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm going home for the holidays. Mm-hmm. Like, do you remember?
I think it's when I started living with Zach.
I was going to say, it's when I started living with Ned.
Because we made our own homes.
Yeah,
I lived in an up. I think I moved every single year when I was, when I graduated college and started working on my own. I lived with roommates and I kind of moved around a lot, just because, like, leases were ending and then other friends were leaving and then I'd take their spot in their lease. It was like a whole thing. But I don't think I referred to home until I was with Zach. Literally, home is wherever I'm with you. But yeah.
I think mine was when I moved to LA. Like, even right, before I met Eugene, it was like I had moved in with one of my best friends from college. We were roommates. Mm-hmm. We both were moving to LA with, like, nothing.
Yeah.
So it's like having to build everything.
Up, that, like, and, like, being out of state from your parents.
Anything. Yeah, being so far. You know, we had to create our own sense of home in our little tiny apartment.
Yeah. What about you, Ariel? Because you were a little nomad.
It was definitely. Well, I think that being a nomad kind of made it so that where my parents were was always home. Mm-hmm. You know, it didn't matter where it was. Or if it was our childhood home, or if it was, you know, an apartment in London or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was just wherever they were was home. Mm-hmm. It got complicated in college because, you know, my parents were still living in London. And so when I would say I'm going to go home for the holidays, I would have to specify that I was going to my parents', you know, place in London and not that I was going home to Texas or that I was going to my grandparents' place in, you know, Seattle or wherever. Mm-hmm. So it definitely got complicated then. And then after college, you know, I was living with girlfriends and I still, it wasn't long after college that I met Ned. Honestly, I think we met 6 months after I graduated and then moved in together, not long after that. And that was really when that was home, you know. Mm-hmm. I think I even started referring to, you know, it was like, it was my parents' place. And then I started, you know, kind of saying, like, okay, well, I'm excited to go home, like, to my house with my husband. Yeah.
I feel like I had a very, like, transient post-college life where I lived with, like, different roommates and in a few different apartments. And even when I first moved to LA, until I think we bought our house, I never saw any of those places as, like, a permanent fixture.
Yeah.
Like, I was actually just talking to my girlfriend about this, how people say it everywhere, but I've only really heard it a lot in LA where people say starter home.
Right.
And they're like, oh yeah, well, it's just a starter home. And I'm like, it's like hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yeah. What do you mean it's a starter home? Like, to me, that phrasing makes it feel like how my apartments felt, that, like, I couldn't really do anything permanent to them, that I shouldn't get too attached to them because there's always a possibility of, like, going somewhere else or moving where, like, now that I have, like, my house, I'm like, this is where, you know, we'll see our kids grow up and this is where we'll, I don't know. We're not going to get that old in the house. But
no wonder it was so difficult for you guys to find a house. Maggie's walking in.
That's
like,
why we looked for 2 years.
Where are the children going to sleep?
Why are they here now?
What about my teenage children?
Yeah, it was a lot of that. I think that is, actually why it took us about 2 years to actually pull the trigger anywhere.
Had to be perfect.
Yeah, it had to be like a good place that we felt connected to and that like I wasn't. Some of the houses we had looked at before, I don't know if you guys found this, but like you, Ariel, I'm sure, because you love redoing houses.
I love redoing houses. I love looking at real estate.
So mine was opposite. I was like, if I walked into a house and I was like, well, I wish that kitchen was over there. I was like, I don't want to live here. Nope. I was like, I want it to be,
this is impossible.
I want it to be a nice little turnkey, but that's not too new and have some heart to it. And maybe I can do something to it later. But like, I didn't want to be looking at my house, thinking of things I could do to it in the future, in the next, year or two.
Right.
But years down the line.
I still want to do things.
That just makes me excited.
I feel like you guys have the bug. You like do you love think you have the bug home demo.
I still want to redo stuff on our house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, but just the thought of having to live in the renovation too now.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Oh, yeah.
No, I do love the idea of renovations and just like, well, I feel like our house right now, I mean, we took it down to the studs and then just completely
bare bones.
You built your sort of like dream house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, we just got back to our house, our house after being away for a few days. And I was like, I love this house. Like I literally thought to myself, like, I did a good job.
No,
because
you did.
Damn, you're doing a good job. I'm like sitting there doing dishes, the kids are asleep and I'm just like, this is so easy.
Yeah.
Like, the daily things that we do in our house, it's designed for us. Mm-hmm. And so it just makes everything that much easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
100%.
And I love that. I bet you do this too, Matt, where I'll see real estate and I'll be like, oh, but if we took out that wall, it would be so much nicer. Or I see what furniture I would put in certain places or, you know, like how I could customize it with cabinetry or something like that and just make it so beautiful.
Mm. It's all about optimizing the space. That's what I always think about. Because a lot of times looking at houses, you're like, this is not optimized. Like there's so much wasted space. And waste space here, especially in California, is so expensive.
You can't
leave that couple square feet unattended or, in a dead zone or not using it or
absolutely
unseen. So I feel like that's, when I'm looking at it more from that angle. I'm like, oh, you could really maximize by doing this, moving this and there, having that insider,
One of the great things about living in LA is that you can consider the outdoor space as well. Mm-hmm. And like putting the deck in our, on our house, it added 300 square feet of living space.
Yeah. I honestly can't imagine your house without that deck because of the way you guys
use it.
Like you said, you built it to be exactly
it's like another living room.
Yeah. It's built the way that you use it. So I couldn't imagine you without that. Same with your backyard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and whenever, people are over, it's like, this is exactly what Matt wanted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he can always find things to change.
Always want to change.
There are always things to improve.
What do you want to change now?
I want to redo our bathroom, which is the original layout of the bathroom, because I want to turn it into master bath.
Oh,
and then we have a couple closets in the hallway that I want to turn one into a powder room.
Lovely.
So that could be the guest bathroom for
that. Would you do one of those dark powder rooms where you use dark floral wallpaper or something?
It would have to be a pretty small room. It'd probably be when you're on, because our house is pretty small. The bathrooms in a ship, how they're small and the walls are not straight up, they're
angled.
So
you bump your head when you're on the toilet.
So you have a miniature toilet and a miniature sink.
I mean, it'll be normal size, but
you got that mini.
I don't think it's big enough to be
it's in our
garage. Crazy floral design.
So they call them, I'm a little bit obsessed with these jewel box bathrooms that you it's this teeny tiny little powder room that, no shower. So it's a half and you just go all out on
a statement bathroom,
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just put in full wallpaper on all the walls and the ceiling, so that you open it up and you're like,
I've walked into another world.
Yeah. You have to compensate for it not having a shower.
Yeah, exactly.
It's cool. Gotta look cool.
Yeah. And if it's mostly, you're like, it's mostly going to be guests using it. Yeah, so you want this like statement bathroom. Yeah. I don't know. I had an obsession with tiny homes at one point. And, you know, I just, I feel like you learn a lot from going into those deep dives. Mm. You know?
Have you guys ever stayed in a tiny home?
No, have you?
Or like a camper?
Oh, I've stayed in a camper. Those are fun.
She's like, no.
No, no. I would. I would. I have not, but I would. Yeah. Considered buying like an Airstream and redoing it or something.
Whoa. Oh, wow. I've always wanted one of those like little putt-putt things that you can pull around. Because don't you ever want to go to like the beach? Hmm. And then you take a little nap in your putt-putt and you wake back up. Then you have a lovely little day.
Okay. I feel like traveling around with like your home.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like backpacking where you're traveling with your stuff. Yeah. You have everything you need on your back.
You're like a little snail.
You're like a little snail or little hermit crab.
Yeah. I never did the backpacking thing. You know, not really.
Me neither. I was more of a hotel.
What I wanted to do. Yeah.
Oh, I did. I did it for a whole year.
Oh my God, you did it for a whole year.
This is why she wants her big backpack.
That's why she wants
it. It's true. Carried around with me.
So you've done glamping?
I've done glamping. We've done
What's
it a couple times.
Between camping and glamping?
Glamorous camping. There's plumbing.
There's plumbing.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually a mattress.
Ingredient.
Yeah.
How does it compare to like camp?
Camp, you're in a tent and there's no plumbing or electricity or Wi-Fi. Glamping, there may not be Wi-Fi, probably not. But there is electricity and there is plumbing.
Did you like a yurt or like what was it?
We've stayed in the Russian River. It was like an Airstream campsite.
Cool.
And it was like dog friendly. We brought Bowie. There was another one where we were in Topanga Canyon and it was like there was like a mini like petting zoo attached to our little camper.
Sounds like
it
a
was
dream.
Incredible. There were llamas. There were alpacas. There were horses.
Whoa.
I woke up every morning, had my coffee, went and pet some animals. It was great.
That sounds like a dream.
Yes.
For you especially.
Yeah. And the woman who was the host was a vegan chef. So she'd drop off delicious baked goods every morning.
Wow.
A dream.
Why did you leave?
Why did I leave? Honestly.
Petting zoo and fresh desserts. Is that what camp is?
Yeah.
Like camp you go to when you're a kid?
Probably.
Is that what happens?
That's mostly like canoeing and swimming. And,
yeah.
You know, maybe riding horses for me and Matt.
I never went to an overnight camp. I went to day camp.
You never went to overnight camp?
No. Not even camp, like science
camp. You didn't either, Maggie?
2 nights.
Maggie. Yeah.
I went to like science camp. There was like a weekend, but never like sleepaway camp, which was like months long, which is what a lot of
people do. Yeah, 6 weeks. Six or 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. So when I think of my house now, I think when I feel most at home is like at night when I'm doing my nightly routine. Usually Zach's there. What else?
What's your routine?
My routine?
Your
cleaning,
routine?
Cleaning up after Mr. Zachary, who likes to pull out everything and everything.
Sounds like Kimbap. Yeah.
And
like
Bowie,
12 teacups.
Bowie has like 12 socks around the house always.
You live in the newest home.
Yeah, I live in the newest home. We haven't had a lot of guests over just because we were furnishing for a while and then waiting on furniture pieces.
I mean, you showed some things off to me today.
I did show off some things, but I always have like a lot of anxiety with having people over because I feel like I don't have enough space to host. I was just talking to Matt about this, but
so much space.
So much space. There's seating space. But I was like, you know what? We're just going to have people over for the Super Bowl. Just tell them, Zach. Just have them. It's
you
fine.
Make it work. You make it work.
People sit anywhere.
I know. You guys are the best. But
they're there for the food, not for the game.
The food. And the halftime show.
Most of the people are going to be standing around in the kitchen, like eating anyway.
That's true. We're going to get a big TV.
Oh, like we did like 5 years ago or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's a little bigger and we're finally going to mount it onto the wall. So since we've moved in, I think we've almost lived in our house. In a couple months, it'll be a year and we still have not mounted the TV. So we're still like making our house a home. And
that's going to be the final nail where they're like, we're staying here. Boom.
Exactly. There's permanent holes in this wall now. No sealing these holes anytime soon. But I think my favorite thing about my home is we recently got a king size bed.
Whoa, yeah. Maggie.
Game changer.
Level.
We haven't even gotten king size pillows. So anytime we make our bed, it's a little wimpy looking because we have like the standard like full size pillows from my old bed. So we've yet to upgrade our pillows. We're very attached to our pillows. I think Zach inherited mine because he loves it and he's very particular because his neck and everything. But we're in the market for some king size pillows.
Oh, nice.
Putting down some roots.
Did you also get the adjustable bed when you got a bed?
No, we were offered the adjustable option.
That is the best thing.
You guys have an adjustable bed?
A house, a home.
I thought this was for old people.
That's what Eugene thought too. Now he loves it.
Yeah.
Now he loves his own comfort support.
Do you work in your, like,
you put your feet up, you can,
your head up.
You put your head up, you know, you can make your own like little desk and like do work in there.
Is that when you feel most at home? So comfortable.
That's where I feel most at home.
Do you ever adjust it in your adjustable bed? And working on your computer.
Yeah.
And it doesn't adjust both sides, right? You can adjust your side.
Yeah.
So you could like go up like 45 degrees at 2 a.m. when Eugene's sleeping.
No. Do you ever? You're snoring.
Oh yeah. I was going to say you could elevate them when they're snoring. Yeah,
exactly.
And then they would stop snoring.
Yeah. That's nice. Yeah.
That would be nice.
That's nice. Sometimes great. I have like reflux and I wish that my bed was adjustable so I could like lift my head a little up, like a little baby.
Like when you have like a sick, when you're sick, a cold, sinus thing.
Yeah. That's actually really smart.
It's really helpful. Or when you've been like walking all day, your like feet are sore.
Ooh, get that blood flow back down.
But was that your, that's really so your, Ariel, that's when your house was
people.
A home?
I don't know why you say you're young. We are
no, you're right. You're right. Yeah. When I think about like life's pleasures, I am an old person.
Exactly.
It's
right.
The little things.
Yeah. I think it's like when you feel like you're at home when you start kind of customizing things to your lifestyle, right? So the bed is kind of an example of that. Mm-hmm. And I love like the home. The home smart technology. Like creating those routines. It's the best thing. So you just like say something like, I say it's movie time and it puts down all of the blinds and it turns off all the lights.
That is cinema. Awesome.
And it like synchronizes the right speakers and all this stuff. So then a movie can play and it's like your ultimate experience. You don't have to lift a finger. You just say, it's movie time. So I think things like that.
Yeah.
Make it easier for you to live there. And it's like customized to your life.
I'm imagining if I had something like that in my house, Wes has started talking to the Google.
Just copy it.
He started going like, hey Google, play. Aww. He really likes, okay, so you guys know the Wellerman song that became famous on TikTok?
Sing it.
Soon may the Wellerman come.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So they did a remix version.
For kids.
Kids. No, it's not for kids. It's just a regular old remix version. But they play it on YouTube with the video. And it's this hilarious like 80s music video that they did. And so Wes will play the Wellerman remix on YouTube. Like on the Google Home thing. And so I can just imagine what Wes would do when he's like, it's movie time.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How do you feel, Ariel, when the kids are running around, the sun is shining, you're using your indoor outdoor space? Is that when you feel like you're at home, or is it when it's, you know, quiet time and you're getting baby snuggles?
You know,
or is it when the grandparents are watching the kids?
It changes. Mm-hmm. It, you know, like, I remember when we first moved in, it was sitting in that like TV area with friends and there could be people in the kitchen and people like in the like living room and people on the deck, and we could kind of all like, we all still felt like we were in the same space.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now with the kids, it's in that space still, in that like central space with the kids running around, you know, crawling around on the couches or whatever. And I'm usually doing dishes or, you know, like drinking a glass of wine and cooking while, you know, while somebody's running around or Ned's grilling outside or something. And I mean, the outdoor space is huge, you know, just letting the kids run around and like, I've started doing this thing where I'll be like, Wes, come inside. And it just feels very like, I don't know, Little House on the Prairie, you know, where I'm just like, okay, kids, where are you? Time to come inside. I don't see you.
Yeah.
Are you hurt?
Gotta ring the bell.
Yeah. It's like very traditional, like TV idea of like, you know, calling the kids in. They're playing with kids down the street, you know?
What about you, Becky?
I would say like Ariel, it rotates. Like I love just like watching TV with Kitty Cats and Keith. But we also, probably like the hardest part about moving when we did in the pandemic was that we just love having people over. And it was very important to us to have a house that could feel like a big open space for our like friends and like entertaining. And then we weren't able to entertain anyone for probably the whole year.
But you do have a wonderful entertaining house.
So fun.
So I like, I feel like those are like the times where I'm like, oh, this is like, I don't know. Yeah. When people are over, like helping put the dishes away or like, you know, when in the pandemic we were watching Drag Race and I'd be like, oh, Matt, will you go get the, you know, whatever knife. And he like knows where it is.
Oh,
you know, when your friends kind of know your house and it's like, oh yeah. That's when I'm like, oh, that's sweet.
And you get to share.
Yeah. Becky always asks me to get the knife.
Get the knife. Chop it up, Matt.
Yeah, but, or somebody's like, grab another bottle of wine. And you're like, I know exactly where Matt's wine fridge is. You know, like, it's just sort of a...
Mi casa es su casa.
Like I love the community feel. Where like, if people come over, I'm like, oh, you don't have to ask to get something, like, out of the fridge.
Shot.
Yeah, I think that's what a home is. The people you put inside of it. And you guys, on that beautiful note, we are closing out this episode together in our work home.
Yeah.
With our work wife, Miles. But this was very sweet. I loved hearing about all your stories of your home and your families.
And so I can't wait to hang out all the time in Maggie's house.
It's getting there.
The year of 2022. We're getting in that house.
Can't
wait.
That TV's getting mounted. Take a picture of the TV when it's mounted.
I got a little inflatable hot tub. Forgot to tell you guys that. That's what makes it a home.
Oh, hell yeah.
It has not been put to use yet. Zachary brought it home without permission. It's fine.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for sitting with us. Make sure to email us at youcansitwithuspod@gmail.com. Like and comment and listen and download and tell your friends about us. But until next time, wash your hands, pee after any form of sex, wear your mask, get vaccinated. If you have a cold, get tested. Don't forget, you can go online and the government is supposed to send us some.
Eventually, they're coming
through the post office.
Yep.
So we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.